Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Trying to make, I think I am moving on in my life. I tell you why, right? So I have been feeding. Call in any point while I'm chatting. You can call in. I'm going to check where Kath is, and we'll order pizza soon. Let's see where Catherine is. We'll order pizza soon. We'll order pizza in about 10 minutes. I tell you why. I had a record label, 7A Records, right? It was my idea. I worked on it for a year before someone joined me, and then we kind of made it official together. I came up with the name and all of this stuff, and they've got a new record that's coming out. Mickey Dolan sings Mike Nesmith. It's my idea. Look how proprietorial I am around it. Last year I kind of took a year away from it because I wasn't feeling great with mental health. And so Glenn, very kindly, who I was doing it with, very kindly kind of picked up the slack and ran it for a year. And then when I tried to come back earlier this year, there was no room for me. There was no room for me. Let's put it like that. And I found I was being given menial, patronizing jobs, passing messages to people, literally passing messages to people. And my input was not required and not listened to. So we had an argument, big argument. We kind of chatted about it, and we both said things in a couple of emails that we didn't mean. I said I was finding it a chore. He said he would close it if I left. Neither of us meant those things. We had a big conversation and we had a big argument about it. And I said, I'm feeling left out of something that I initiated. He was disputed whether I initiated it or not, and all of that is fine because I know my story. And I don't even need to go over the politics of that. So anyway, I ended up selling my half for £9,000, which is a few quid, but for, you know, 5 years of passion and love and stuff is nothing. It was very handy at the time. He held on to the email I'd sent where I said it was a chore and ignored the phone call. Where I'd said, I'm feeling pushed out. You're making decisions that I'm unhappy with. I'm being ignored. All of that stuff. Right. I was cool with it. And we kind of made peace. And then this last 10 days, I've been getting really angry about it again. Really angry about the whole 7A thing and stuff. Ego. Ego is definitely a part of it, Josh. And it's because there's been a little bit of press about this album coming out. And I've obviously not mentioned it because it's nothing to do with me now. And Glenn's name, 7A Records, fronted by Glenn. And it just got me kind of angry. And I've kind of stayed away from Monkey's Facebook groups, right? And I've just made a couple of little posts, one post on a Monkey's Facebook group, right? And I'd mentioned to someone who does a Monkey's podcast, hey, I'd love to be on your podcast as a Monkees fan. Great, yeah, we'll sort it out. That was a couple of months ago, and he hasn't got back. That's cool. But then I made a post on a Monkees Facebook page, and normally if I would do a post in the past, ego, Ego and community. If I did a post and think, it would get a lot of traction and people would be interested. And I did a post, and I posted the Davy Jones singing that Mickey Mouse song. And there was one comment. There was one comment. That was it. And it was like, it really upset me. It really upset me, and it saddened me that part that I had been felt like I didn't matter. Yeah. I had been very vocal in the monkeys community for maybe 8 years, because I had a monkeys Facebook page for a while before it evolved into 7A. And I've been, people looked up to me, and I was vaguely influential, vaguely within us, you know, as a big fish in a small pond. You know, we'd sell 2,000-4,000 records, and a lot of people kind of went, oh, Ian, what's next? And that has gone, and no one commented on this post. Isn't this silly? It's not silly. It's what it is. No one commented on this post, and no one from this Facebook, none of the mods went, oh, Ian, it's great to have you back. There was none of that. And I just feel like I've been ignored, cast to the side. I'm useless in that sphere, right? Now, of course, being into a band, being into a group, TV show, shouldn't be about people looking up to you and going, ah, oh. It should be about the enjoyment of the band and the enjoyment of the experience of that thing. But there is a part of me that misses people asking me about it. There's part of me that misses having my ego flattered, but there's part of me that misses being someone. Sorry, Joe, I feel like that all the time. I'm sorry. And there's a few options open to me. One is to go in shouting and going, this was my idea. No, that's not the option. And another option is to create something new within that community. And I've considered it. I'm going to do another record label. Nah, probably not. Why? Why would I do another record? I could. Why would I do another record label? The third thing is to accept. Thank you, Richard. And thank you, Izzy. And that's all cool. You know, I wish Glenn the very best of luck. This next album is going to be freaking awesome. Mickey Dolan sings Mike Nesmith. What a great idea. It's going to be incredible. But the third thing is to kind of look at why I'm feeling this and the impact it's having on me, and to think, maybe I'm moving on. I'm 47. I'm nearly 50. I'm training to be a counsellor, which I may or may not do as a career. Don't know yet. I don't consider myself a radio host anymore. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the change. Maybe this is, were you and Glenn friends before 7-8? No. Maybe this is, I have too much self-awareness. Maybe I'm shedding a skin. Maybe I'm shedding a skin. Have you been asked on the new I'm a Celeb Extra show? No. And that is another example of it, to a lesser extent, is another example of it. Maybe I'm shedding a skin. And shedding a skin can be painful. You know, you kind of got to move through this. So maybe it's time to make my enjoyment of the monkeys private. Maybe it's private. Maybe it isn't. I don't need to shout on Facebook groups. Maybe I don't need to get involved in all of that. Maybe I'm not a radio presenter anymore. Maybe, I don't know, but maybe I'm shedding the skin. I'm struggling around. I'm trying to work stuff out, and I don't have an answer, and I don't expect you to have an answer. I'm just thinking out loud. I've got to play an advert. I'm just thinking out loud. And that's one of the joys of Hey, Tricia, if you're watching, call in, call in. And that's one of the joys of being in the 12-step groups and being learning counseling. Jesus, you every week is looking at yourself intently. And I'm probably too self-aware. I've lost my train of thought, and that's fine as well. Adverts? That's fine as well. Doing the best you can, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not, you know, going, oh, well, God, oh my God, I'm going to die. I don't, you know. Doing yoga after Domino's is a terrible idea. But we're going to order Domino's. Let me see where the big K is, as I'm now calling Catherine. Oh, Catherine, I hope you pulled over to type this. I hope you've pulled over to type this. Can I give you a call, Catherine? Because we're going to order pizza. I'm going to give her a call. What's your theory?
Well, probably better delivered in person, but listening to what you've been saying, I have a very strong theory.
Ooh, this is exciting. Your theories are great.
Well, you might not like it, but I think it makes sense. Jeez. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on, do it.
Validation from strangers.
Talk to me.
It's at the root of a lot of the stuff you've been through, and it's fake. And you know it's fake, because when you get it, you don't believe it anyway. But it's a pattern of behaviour that's been going on for years and years. The thing is, right, you're getting validation, or you're getting praise, or you're getting positive reactions from people. And I'm talking about in the past, I'm talking about in terms of, you know, as a persona, who all want something from you. Not real. That makes sense?
It does make sense, yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
So, the people in the Monkeys Forum liked you because you were giving them something.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I hadn't looked at it like that.
The people who wanted your autograph on I'm a Celebrity, or, you know, because of the radio or whatever, that made you feel important, wanted a part of that. They wanted a piece of that. They wanted to be able to say that they've been in some way connected with something bigger than themselves, right? And then, when it's not you, it's the next person who's fulfilling that role. But it's not real. So my suggestion is that you concentrate on getting that validation from something pure, from people who know you and from people who aren't using you, whether benignly or not, but using you to get what they want.
Are you saying we should unmod Pete? But here's the thing, Catherine. I know that you only talking to me now because you want stuff from me.
Pizza, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What flavour? And I'll order it.
I don't know. Surprise me. You know, surprise me. I don't mind.
Is getting pizza before a yoga session the worst idea ever?
Yeah, but it's not a proper yoga session. It's just going to be, you know...
It's 25 minutes.
Well, it might be less than that. He's not going to have you standing on your head.
I've set up the computer and it, it's a bit of a mess. We're going to have to share one camera.
All right.
I'll order pizza.
You were going to sit on my lap anyway, weren't you?
According to someone, I think was it Lindsay or someone in the chat wants that.
Yeah, no.
Oh, are you a long time listener, first time caller?
No, I've rung before and I never listen.
Get stuffed, you old bell end. That's Gustav. I don't know if it is Gustav, actually. I think it's probably Rogers. Person-centred. Yeah, Pete, stop sending out those horrific pictures online. That's actually trolling. I've got to play adverts because I'm way behind on the adverts this month as well, and we get told off. But Deep Nights had their Christmas tree up for a week. Yes, man. Big boy. Hello, biggest. Big boy's there.
Big boy. Big boy. Biggest.
He won't come in when I'm sat here. If I go and stand over here, I wonder if he'll come. Let's see if we can get big boy in, all right?
Big boy. Big boy. Hello, darling boy. Hello, darling. Not you, George. I'm talking to Biggus. Hello, big boy. Come on in. Come on. Let's see if I can get him over. This is George. Hello, George. Big boy. If he sees me stroking you enough, he's going to want to come in, isn't he? Isn't he? Do you think we can get him in? Go and tell him to come in. I can see him. He's sat just on the other side of that door. He has a thing about thresholds. He doesn't like crossing thresholds. That's a big old yawn, you little pudding. Big boy. He's having a big old yawn. It's contagious. Everyone's having a big old yawn. He's not going to come in, is he? Go and tell him to come in. He's sat there. Go on. He's looking at you. He's looking at you, little scritchy scratch. Isn't he? You're getting a bit chunky, buddy. You're getting a little bit chunky. He's not going to come in. Hang on a minute. If I go upstairs, he might come in. No, we won't. That's Pat's coming in. That's Pat's. Right. There's not much tension. It's generally, it's all right. Every now and then there's a... But there's not much tension. I'm going to order some pizza. Can I do it on... I don't want to talk to someone. I can do it on here. I don't need to talk to anyone, do I? I haven't been watching I'm a Celebrity, no. I haven't been watching. I tend not to watch it. I always think, oh, maybe I should do a stream on it. I should probably do a stream on it. I was thinking of doing a stream on it, but I just can't be bothered. I just, it hurts to watch it. It's weird, isn't it? Right. Oh, Domino, Romeo, Romeo. Lord have mercy, Romeo. I said, whoa. My app is out of date. The app is always out of date for this thing. So I have to, for some reason, it won't let me update it. I have to install the Domino's app again. Phones are open if you want to call, by the way. 0203-286-6370. It's just a normal number. It's just a normal number. Can you see Pat's? I don't know if she's on camera. Would she be on that one? Let me just... Where's Pat? There's Pat's. Thank you, It's Michael UK. I'm glad you voted for me. It means I got more screen time. It means I became a big star. Loved it. Loved it. Loved doing the challenges. That floor is filthy. Simple question. Why choose Twitch? What else would you choose? What else is there that encourages monetization in the way that Twitch does? Oh, Roger, the great thing now is in Nando's, you order it on your phone. You sit in Nando's and you don't have to talk to anyone. It's amazing. Some great stuff has come out of Corona. Two for Tuesday.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Now we've got some action. Have it. Again, I'll ask you again, Sheffield. Name one that makes it as easy to monetize as Twitch. So that's Big Boy. That's not Big Boy. Sorry, that's George and that's Pat. Their brother and sister. Right. What pizza am I going to get? My mouth is watering on a veggie supreme, but I don't want large. I want mead. Medium. Stuffed crust. Medium. Because I'm on a diet. Oh, who's this? Who's this? Hello?
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 Yes?
I just found you on Twitch and I saw the calling thing and I decided, you know what? I'm going to call.
You've done it, man. How's it going?
Who are you? My name is Time. I'm from the Netherlands. I do things.
What things do you do? Do you do good things or do you do naughty things?
Oh, I don't do any naughty things.
Good. 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 Are you a streamer?
Yes.
I am. And what kind of stuff you... I'm ordering Domino's while I'm talking to you. Is that okay?
That is very okay. I love Domino's.
Oh,
yeah,
man. What should I order for my friend?
It's kind of controversial, but you know, I like the pineapple on the pizza, you know?
She's getting it. She's getting it. The Hawaiian. She's getting it.
Yeah.
She's getting it, man. Even though it's a sick, perverted thing to do, she is getting it.
Yeah, the pineapple on the pizza. Look at that.
It's being ordered, brother. There we go.
Nice.
Hawaiian. That's it, man. That's happening. Dirty.
That's the good shit, yeah.
That's the good shit, man. That's got, like, pineapple is like one of your five a day, so that is healthy.
Yeah, exactly. It's got everything.
What kind of stuff do you stream, man?
Well, I like a lot of games, of course, but you know, I'm saving up for a new PC, though, so I don't got too much to do. Yeah. So I decided I need new content, right? Yeah. So I go, you know, I was doing just chatting and it was boring as fuck. So I was like, I asked my chat, I was like, how do I do content? And I decided to just scroll through just chatting and find the content. And I did it.
So you're stealing my content for your content?
I wouldn't call it stealing. I mean, we're sharing. I mean,
piece of trash. So are you streaming now?
Yeah, I am streaming.
Right, hang on a minute. We're gonna go meta because we're gonna come and see your stream.
Oh, really?
Steal your freaking content. Right, hang on. So who are you? What is this? Where do I go?
My stream is Timester 9. It's Timester 9. So it's T.
Hang on.
I.
Hang on.
J.
T I J.
Yes.
Yes.
M.
Yes.
S. T E R,
yes,
and then 9. That's my shit.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go and see.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a wonderful advert. You've got. I'm the only person watching you.
Yeah, you and a friend of mine. that's basically all I have.
Oh man, you sound like a really old man, but you look like a boy.
An old man, really.
What are you? 14?
I'm 16.
Okay, I'm not that far out.
No, you're right. It's not that far. Thanks for the follow, guys. That's holy shit.
Get rid of that bloody Pepe frog. Come on, man. You can do better than that.
What do you mean? What is wrong with the Pepe frog?
Oh, come on. You can do better than Pepe frog. Use some imagination.
Okay, what do I put there then? Like I don't know. What would I put there?
Put in a picture of a horse nodding.
A horse nodding. All right. If I find a GIF, I'll put a picture of a horse nodding there. Yeah.
That's better than bloody Pepe Frog. That's like so 2017.
I'll write it down so I don't forget. Okay. Horse
nodding. It's got to be nodding. Maybe if you can get one that winks.
Or winks.
Yeah. A winking horse.
Or winks. Or both.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
You're not a Nazi, are you?
A Nazi? No.
Are you a Nazi?
No, of course
okay,
not.
Okay, fine. Well, in that case, I will continue ordering the Hawaiian pizza. Got to check these days.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Of course, man. Yeah. You know it. All right.
Yeah, thanks for the follow, guys. I appreciate it. 100 followers now. Look at that.
Okay. But everyone from my stream that is now watching his stream, don't watch it now.
No, guess I'll come here. It's fine. Your guests are fine here.
You can stay for. Hey, listen, man, I'm gonna hang up on you, but it's nice to meet you, and I will come and check out your stream at some point.
Yeah, thanks, dude. It was fun.
Take care. Bye bye. What a right, nice bye, guy. Unless he's a Nazi, and I've just been caught out. Ooh, Domino, roll me over. There we go. Let's get ordering. What is? I nearly said out loud what my the three digits on the back of my thing is. What is why won't it? It won't let me do PayPal. That no. Oh Jesus! That. There we go. Now order. Order. We're ordering pizza. We are ordering pizza. Yes. Well, this is exciting. Why did we lose so many viewers just then? We had like a load of, we got 800 people watching this. Would you recommend this app to your friends? No. No, I wouldn't actually, because it's shit. I wouldn't. Hey, what? David? David, you just bought our pizza. Man. I'd have got large if I'd known. Thank you, David. You're very kind. Thank you. You're very kind. Very kind. That was nice. Thank you, David. That's kind. That was nice. A phone call from a random. He's got 12 people watching him now. So that's good. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. You can call in about anything. You can call in at any time and leave messages as well. An hour and a half into a six-hour show, and I'm running out of steam. Who predicted this? Someone predicted this. Did you bring Imani to 7-8? I did. We didn't really sell very many of the Imani CDs. We didn't sell very many. It was low, but I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. I brought the Frank Sidebottom to 7-8. You know. Is there any other tech that needs fiddling with? I can do this screen again, actually, because there might be a better way of doing it. So let's go here. Oh, hang on. Oh, that's lucky. That's lucky. I need to just close that. Right. Oh, look, it's still streaming. So what I want. So we're going to have. So that's going to be me and Catherine. Then that is going to be. That is right. So we're going to be on the top. So that's going to be... He's finding a horse winking! That's going to be me and Catherine on the left. On the right, it's going to be Brendan. And the bottom, it's going to be... No, doesn't work like that. It's got to be the other way around. No, it's going to be... It's going to be the other way around. Catherine's not running late. I'm running early. Here we go. Cat fight, cat fight. Cat fight. Cat fight. The Imani album's brilliant. It's one of it's the thing I'm proudest of. That and Nesmith Live at the Troubadour. My idea. All of these were my ideas. I would hear some. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. What have we talked about? What are you? Floor does need cleaning. Does need cleaning. House is a bit of a mess at the moment. Struggling a bit. You know what I mean? Struggling a little bit with the old noggy nog nogs. Rolling back to the identity topic, says Mr. Sheen. I might be slightly unusual, but I'm very happy to be fined by my job as it's my love and passion, photographer. Yeah, I was happy. You played on your Sega Saturn emulator. Haven't got a Sega Saturn emulator. I've got a Sega Saturn. I've got a Sega Saturn. I got Sega Saturn, but I don't have many games for it. I don't really. I've got a GameCube that's been hacked with a, you know, and a Dreamcast that's been hacked and an Xbox that's been hacked and all these things. But I don't play on them. What do you guys want? Because this is early. I have got. I'm probably going to play a few more adverts than you are normally used to, because that's kind of what I need to do. I need to play catch up in the two zone. What can we watch? Oh, I tell you what we can watch. Let's watch something, shall we? Let's watch something. I know what I went to watch the other day. And then if I put Skype over here, so I can see if anyone rings in, right? So you can ring in. If I make Skype a little bit smaller, put it up there, then I can see if you ring in, and I'll put this over here. And I'll put you here and Skype here. There we go. Right. So let's watch. I tell you what I wanted to watch the other day. What was it I wanted to watch? Should we donate something to this kid? Should we donate something to him? Oh, you can't donate. I like donating to people. Right. So we're going to go to YouTube. And did Big Boy walk in? No, that's George. That's Lucky. That's the very enigmatic Lucky. There, it's not dinner time, but they think it is, so they start getting a little bit. I tell you what I want to watch. Let's watch this. I want to watch this.
Keeping an eye on the clock now on BBC One, Paul Daniels.
No worries, Burly Turtle. My pleasure. Oh, Peter, I can't remember. Ask Lena, he caught me into buying it. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Call in, not from withheld numbers.
For every
second counts,
Paul Daniels.
That's a suit, Paul. That is a suit. He's done a little bit of banter there. Look, he's done he's done a monologue and they've cut it out. Either because the monologue wasn't strong enough or the rest of the show was too good. Look.
And here's your host for every second counts, Paul Daniels.
1993. Look, he comes out and does a monologue, but they cut it. Can they do the gags? Cut, edit, go.
And our first Every Second Counts couple are Gary and Sandy Platt from Doncaster, South Yorkshire.
This is it. Oh, hang on. We got a call. We got a call.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello?
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 Oh, you're coming out of my Alexa for some reason.
I apologise. I have no control over that. Let's not...
No, that's all me. I'm Lonely God in the chat.
Lonely God. Hey, Lonely God, nice to see you.
Oh, it's headset. That's where you're
talking about. Aha.
I also just bought the pizza.
Oh, mate, thank you. You're very silly and you're very, very
you're
kind.
Very
and it
welcome.
Will be enjoyed. And thank you, thank you, thank you. That's very generous.
I mean, it's Domino's, so it'll cover a slice or a half. But you know.
It's two for Tuesday, mate. It's two for Tuesday. That's both pizzas.
Two slices.
That's both pizzas are covered for that.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Good.
Thank you. Very kind of you.
You're very welcome. I'll say I've been watching since you started. I used to listen on Three Counties.
Wow.
Driving into work. And then sort of fell off when you
hey,
left
may
there.
May I interrupt but... you? Someone's at the door.
Of course.
I don't think it's the pizza. I think it might be Catherine Boyle. Hang on. What time do you call this? Hang on. I'm talking to a caller. Show's going. We've had some great figures. Sorry, Catherine's just bundled up. I don't know what time this is. Yes, go on. You listen to us on Three Counties.
Yeah, it used to be my sort of drive to work radio. And then I think I'd moved off of them when you left.
Thank
and
you.
And yeah, I'm quite good friends with Pete. I'm one of Pete's mods. So sort of got back into it when you started on Twitch.
What's on the tapes, Pete?
Yeah, although I knew him before What's on the tapes.
All right. I'm sorry, before, I'm sorry you know, about that, I'm sorry about that. What can I say, the guys?
When, as he says, when he just used to stream video games to three or four people.
The guy is, don't tell him I said this, he's one of the nicest people that I know. But don't tell him I said it. Hey, Boyly.
Hey.
You're right. This gentleman
Hi,
here just bought us dinner.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't it?
I heard I'm having Hawaiian pizza, which actually was what I wanted, but I didn't dare say it because everyone thinks pizza perverts have Hawaiian pizzas.
Yeah, well, no, he's not the one that chose the Hawaiian.
No, I know.
But, okay. I just
funded it.
I tell you what's happening.
Thank you very much.
I tell you what's
happening. The guy that chose the Hawaiian was a child and not a Nazi, but he did seem to insist that quite a lot, and that makes me suspicious.
I mean, he could be both.
Yeah.
By the way, Lonely God 182, Arise VIP, the newest VIP to this channel, is here. Don't dox yourself.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Don't dox yourself. I'm always doxing myself here. How may we be of service to you, oh food provider?
Mm. Oh, well, I'd just say hello. So I've been thinking about it since you started in July, and yeah, it just felt like a good opportunity to call in.
Would you mind, and feel free to say no if not, but I can see, but the people can't see because of the way the picture's cut off. I can see those amazing shelves behind you.
Yes.
Could you just pick something that either means something to you and you're particularly proud of, or just something at random that you could show us?
Well, and this is how you'll see how I know Pete, because there's a lot of Doctor Who on that shelf.
I can see some Daleks. I can see some Daleks.
No, I've got.
That's before I pull my headset off the desk.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's see what he comes back with. This is great. That's some collection. What you got?
It hurts some thinking. So that's the Black Dalek set.
Now, I'm a little bit out of time. I kind of lost Doctor Who around Peter Davison. And so is the Black Dalek like the mother of all Daleks?
One of the important ones in the Tennant series.
Okay, I did watch Tennant.
He then turned into a person. We've got the person version of him as well.
Yes, man, let's have it. This is great. I want to play Dalek Top Trumps with you and Pete, because Pete's going, that's nice. It's not the best Dalek, but it's a very strong Dalek. I think he should have gone for the Mechanus Attack Dalek.
Well, so I can outdo Pete in that I started this collection way before, and he was having to beg, borrow, and steal to catch up. So,
if,
you know,
if I could outdo you both, would you mind?
Yeah, go ahead. You've got a real life one in the kitchen.
In the late 70s, my dad, who was in charge of all of the props at the BBC, stole an actual Dalek that was being used in a Tom Baker series, brought it home to our lockup on the Britwell Estate in Slough, and then spent a weekend pushing us around in it.
Wow, awesome.
Thank you very much indeed. I think I've won the Dalek Wars there.
Yeah.
Or should I say, Genesis of the Daleks?
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for dinner. Boy, it's dinner.
That was
nice. Boyly, nice to see you.
Nice to be seen.
I got, you know, I was low today, and then I got very, very hyper.
Oh yeah.
And I thought, we've got 11 hours to catch up.
Let's do it now.
Let's shave off 3 of those hours.
Don't need her anyway, she's crap.
She is crap. And the figures, we had 880, and now look, 695.
Yeah, I ruined it.
Not ruined it, you made it. You made it.
Ruined it yet again, spoiling it for everyone.
There we go. Nice to see you. Oh, you're in gym gear. This is the setup we've got for the yoga. So we're going to be here. Brendan's going to be here. And yeah. This side is sort of going to be the people on Skype on Zoom, but it's quite difficult to make it work.
Ooh.
Well, what else are you going to suggest?
I'm not.
No, exactly. So that's what we're going to do.
Yes, fine.
Well, I know it's fine.
Well, you're the one that added the element of doubt. If you'd have said it in an upbeat way, I'd have gone fine. But I thought that was the response you wanted.
Pizza's coming.
Yes, mate.
The show is going great guns. We're nearly 2 hours in on our record-breaking show. We got a guest. I can't believe we booked a guest for like immediately after a yoga session.
Yeah. That's, well, she was booked first, actually.
Well, okay. I can't believe you booked a guest. I can't believe you booked a yoga session for immediately before a guest.
I think it means our brains will be nice
no,
and jangly.
I listened
ready.
To a bit of her podcast today, and she's like proper bright and well-spoken, and we'll be going, but tell us about sex work in the 18th century.
Well, I've spoken to her before. She knows what to expect. It's all good.
Tell us who we've got. Remind us who we've got.
It's Caitlin Bailey. And she is a former sex worker, and she is an advocate for sex workers, and she is brilliant. And she's
what's the podcast?
It's called The Oldest Profession Podcast, yep. Right? And it's kind of a history podcast, but actually it all loops forward because in the past, you know, feminism was kind of started by women who flouted the expectations of the time, right? And yeah. Who had the money to do that and who had the influence to do that? Who was close enough to the blokes in power and dangerous enough to them that they could grab a little bit for themselves? Madams, the
don't point at me. The, I'm saying that. The madams.
The madams, the sex workers. Yeah, okay. It's not been all groovy, and there's some amazing stories and some really sad stories that she goes into. Yeah. But there have been some very remarkable women who, in one way or another, have been sex workers. They might not have been, you know, on the front line, so to speak, but, you know, they even did one about Mrs. Trump. Nude models, it kind of counts.
Yeah. I listened to a bit of one today. I didn't listen to the whole one because I was getting really angry with an Xbox. So I had to turn it off and concentrate. But then I went to bed. But she tells the story in a very, very listenable way. Not say amusing because that might be slightly demeaning. But there were bits that were really funny. But she tells it in a very, you hear podcasts by people like her and you think, why were so many of my teachers really boring and not passionate about what they're talking about in a way that she is passionate about, you know, history and sex work and all those kind of things.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And it's the second incarnation. They just relaunched it. So it's kind of 2.0 of the old pro podcast. It started out with her and Wendy, who is a sort of comedian as well. Mm-hmm. And I believe was still kind of sugaring and stuff at that point. So there was some sort of current conversations weaving through it as well. Yeah. But it's changed. Now she's got an academic working with her who talks about the history of it and how it was sort of it all interlaces. I mean, the one I listened to the other day was about the start of Pride, the Pride movement. It was about the Stonewall riots.
That's the one I into that. Yeah.
And just fascinating stuff that, you know, I'd never heard before and certainly not delivered in such a kind of, like you say, an engaging way. And she doesn't gloss over the sad or the scary or the bad bits of people. It's not sucking up to these people at all. But you know, one of the people she's talking about was a very early, almost frontiers woman, the daughter of a snake oil salesman who made it big back in the time when they were still kind of building New York. And she says, you know, outright, she was a racist. She became, she started to get into, you know, the survival of the fittest and breeding excellence and all that kind of stuff. But she tells you where it came from. And lays it out. You know, they're not all heroes, but they're all great stories.
You smell amazing.
Thanks. I know, isn't it? This perfume is not this one. This is quite a new one, but it's 100 years old. I saw someone, a friend of mine on Twitter, a friend, I don't really know him, but is a fragrance consultant. And he was talking to this woman and she said, I want a fragrance that's going to smell like a resistance worker who manages to lure people into the shadows and stab them. And he recommended this one. It's called Habanita. And it's amazing. It smells like sort of incense and wood smoke and...
carry on, I'm just showing that's in the background.
And it's kind of, it's not, it's kind of powdery rather than flowery. And apparently they used to fragrance their cigarettes with it.
Oh!
But it's, you know, it's a dirty, sexy one rather than a soft floral, and I love it. It's called Habanita.
Habanita.
And it wasn't as expensive as it should be because it's bloody gorgeous.
Habanita!
I'm addicted to it. Let me find a link.
The phone lines are open if people want to call in. I just need to, I've moved it. I just want to move that so we can see it. So if you want to call in, you're very welcome to. But I thought we could watch an episode of Every Second Counts.
Lovely. I don't think I ever watched that as an adult.
Oh, as an adult. Well, I was, Series 9, 1993. So when would it have started? I think it was more than one series per year. So about 86. Let's have a little look. Anyway.
86.
So this is 93, though.
I mean, it looks like the 80s. Look at the suits. The colours.
Donnie?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, then. Tell me all about him.
This is Gary. He's my husband.
This is Gary. He's my husband, I'm afraid.
I like them. I mean, they are, well, they're probably 20 years younger than us. I mean, it's... this is Gary. He's my husband. Let's go back a little bit.
Yep. All right, then. Tell me all about him.
This is Gary. He's my husband.
Where did you meet him, then?
At my mother's wedding.
What was he doing there then?
Marrying my mother.
Gary happened to be my mother's best man, and I was the chief bridesmaid.
I wasn't
far off.
No, I like this. I like it. In fact, it's really, there's a lot of tight edits in this. Yep, all dead now, Mr. Edge. Absolutely right.
No, you would be the chief bridesmaid to your mum, and he would be best man to the groom.
Yeah,
wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. And
yeah.
There was no need to. We got that, yeah. Paul. But thanks very much.
Was she marrying then that made him best man?
His best mate.
So you've got the best mate with the best man and the bridesmaid fancying the best man and then you got married.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not weird.
That's classic scenario, isn't it?
They met, why is he trying to make... Just because the word best pops up twice. He tried to cram it in a third time. But she met someone at a wedding and got married. That happens all the time.
It happens, yeah.
It happens. Oh.
They got married. Yeah. Right. And now you're married.
Yep.
Yeah, there were two weddings. The original wedding and this there, the one... Come on.
Well, that makes your mate your stepfather.
Correct.
No.
Stepfather-in-law,
yeah.
Okay.
But don't remind Paul, because we'll have another flipping monologue about it.
Fun wedding then, was it?
Yes, yeah. Very good.
Good, yeah? Everything turned out all right?
Yeah. Chagga chagga woo woo, caution.
No. Come on, no. What's great here, this is great quiz show introducing the contestants hosting. Listen.
When was it?
Is that right?
Correct.
So he knows there's a wedding story. He knows they've got a wedding story. He asks for it twice.
Fun wedding then, was it?
Well, Paul, funnily enough, but they don't go for it the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
Good, yeah. Everything turned out all right?
Well, actually, Paul, no, it didn't. That's what he's fishing for. Just give him the goods.
What do you
mean? Yeah.
Well, a couple of things, you know, like
what?
During David photographs and that, the photographer had to go back to his car for a wider lens because when it came to taking Gary's family... they're all extra large, like, so he says it looked like a lineup of the roly-poly, so he...
Cheeky get. So they're paying this man to insult them, are they?
Flippin' that man!
Poor Gary.
Flippin' heck!
Let's go back for this.
Wide angle lens, very necessary, yes. And what about your lass, then?
This is my best mate's stepdaughter.
This is great, classic banter.
That should have been the top line. If I was going to arrange this conversation, that's the top line, not that flipping monologue about who's marrying who.
Oh,
that's it.
Who's going to play first?
Me, Paul.
All right.
I can't remember the rules of Every Second Counts. I think you'd ask questions and you'd get a second. you'd win like a second for every correct answer, and then the next person would then have that time that they'd won to play in another quiz.
But all the time is important, of course, everyone.
There was, of course. Let's just come off here.
You take the front seat.
Let's just come off here. There was an Every Second Counts board game.
Yes, there was.
Every Second Counts. Oh, it's Lance Armstrong's book as well. Okay, board game.
That reminds me. Did you see that story about Mike Tyson using a fake penis in Baby Wee?
No, I didn't see that.
I'll find that for later, shall I?
Here we go. So, screen two. Paul Daniels. £20. Get stuffed. £2.99. There we go. It's there for £20 or £2.99.
Has he got all the bits, though? £2.99 is suspiciously low.
I'll find out, isn't it? Big K says, Sinjin, where can I get a link to your Etsy shop? Someone will post it. One of the mods can post it, please.
Yeah.
There
should be a fair bit on there. If there isn't, remind me, because it keeps expiring.
Every Second Counts. Okay. All items are pictured to give impression. Is it? Oh, that's the address of the person. What would they put that there for?
Gosh.
I think it's all there. Your condition will be the same or better than when pictured. Description.
Well, all right. Well, so we can see there is a box. Well, hang on. No, it's. But I don't know what you're supposed to get.
I'm not paying £20. I'll pay £3. Oh, the boxes. Oh, I'll pay it for that.
For a bash box.
I'm going to buy it now. Or should I go in for £1.99? No, I'll buy it now.
Don't be tight.
Check out as a guest because you can do that now. Postage is £5.50. Ah, sod it. I'll do it. I don't mind. They can't see any of that, can they? Done. Right, we're playing that next week. There we go. This is what happens when I'm at that looks too good, doesn't it, David? This is what happens when I'm on the internet by myself.
Well, you're not by yourself. You're doing it in front of me now, flouting.
Hi, folks. I've just come in to watch the stream. Have I missed anything? You've missed 2 hours of top-notch solo entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that. I've also got to do a little bit.
Oh, we need to send a Zoom link to.
Then let me take you down.
Going right.
Schedule. Leave that meeting. Scheduled. Bear with us, callers. TLNA. We did it for 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
What's that date? That's 8. That's 10 o'clock. Okie dokie. They can't see that, which is great news for everybody concerned. So we're going to copy that. Is it in the.
Just,
which email is that?
That's to me.
Okie dokie doggy daddy. Looking forward to seeing you at 10. There you go. Ian and Big K. Right, anyway, so. Did that order go through? Yes, it did.
Yes,
it did. All right, so we've already ordered our first bit of crap on the show this evening. This evening. Don't forget you can call in. The phone number's valid. It's there. It's valid. I'll keep an eye out for your calls. Here we go. Right, back. We haven't got past the first contestant's introduction yet.
So use it behind. Let's meet the next contestant.
Let's ridicule the next contestant.
Every second counts.
Oh. Now.
The women are looking. The age, I think it's just the fashion.
The styling,
The men are looking very young and the women are looking very old. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But it is the styling, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is the styling. And of course, it's always amazing how much like the 80s, the early 90s looked.
Incredibly
it
so.
Is, isn't it?
We used to laugh at the 80s in the early 90s. We didn't realise we were still in them.
Yeah.
Tony and Julie Mulcahy from Romford, Essex.
Oh. But she's dressed up for the telly.
The men have got very long legs, I've noticed. Unless it's an optical illusion. Very long legs. High trousers, people say.
Yeah, that was the waistband.
Tell me all about your wife, Tony.
This is my wife, Julie.
And she's the other couple's stepdad.
She works for a bank, and we've got 2 children.
Well, brief, succinct, and to the point. Tell me what he does.
He's a bus driver.
Really? Yeah? Anything else he's been...
Really? Yeah.
He's not lying to impress you, mate.
Been up to then in the past?
It once upon a time, he was a ball boy.
Yum, yum, yum.
Anything else he's been up to then in the past?
It once upon a time,
he was a ball boy.
Oh, she's nervous.
He once with a palapam, a yum yum yum.
Yum yum yum.
I like that.
Yeah. Anything else you've been up to then in the past? Yum yum
yum. He once with a palapam. He was a ball boy.
He was a yum 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 ball boy, was he?
Yeah.
Steady, now, come steady, on now.
Steady.
Family show.
I have that problem sometimes, yeah, on telly. So he was a ball boy for about 10 years.
Must have been tired. Beat you to it. Very rarely I beat you to that.
But also, he can't have been a ball boy for 10 years.
Must have been
years.
A man boy for some of it. No, ball, man. Ball man. That's it, a man boy.
A man boy.
Not until the age of 28.
Right, so not
he
a ball
was
boy
not
at
ball
all.
At any point of his ball boy career.
He's always been a ball man.
This is outrageous.
Local like or big matches or.
Macamo, Lendl, Becker.
On court with them all, never lost.
Oh, you know. Oi, she's done that line before. I can't work out what's going on with. If it's an optical illusion, so I'm not going to say anything for now.
Caught all the famous and never lost.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, you missed
out. He just repeated the joke that she did.
Yep.
Oh, bless.
Yep. He said it funnier because, as we know, women are not funny.
Apparently.
We discussed that the other day.
Yeah, can't help it.
They could have made a fortune if you hadn't.
David knows what I'm talking about.
Square box. Brilliant. I mean, just whipping around and collecting them all up. So, who's going to play first?
I am.
Are you really? All right, you sit in the front, you sit behind, and we'll meet the next contestant.
And our final Every Second Counts couple.
Here we go. We got characters. We have got characters. They're the same person. Just one's got a ginger wig and one's got a fake moustache. I love it.
All are Marion and Graham Jones from Wigan, Lancashire.
Get in there, you two.
He can't stop waving. He's having the time of his life. Good for him.
He's on the telly.
Good for him.
Okie dokie, tell me all about your lass.
They both had their hair done. Look.
This is Marion. This is my wife, Marion.
Hello, my wife, Marion.
And she's the mother to our little boy called Darrell.
Very, very nice.
And what does he do?
Well, this is my husband, Graham.
Hello, my husband, Graham.
No, the answer to that was, a bit of colouring in. It makes a mess.
Oh, you mean my husband, Graham?
And he's a bingo call.
Who?
An artist bingo call.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What's that, painting by numbers?
Yeah, something like
yes.
that.
An artist bingo. What's an artist?
Well,
I don't know.
Do a bit of...
Does look like Paul Putney. You're absolutely right, Dave, yes.
Singing, entertaining, a few impressions, all of it, you know.
So while you're doing the bingo, you do impressions as well?
Sometimes I do.
I want, oh,
please let him be good.
So good if he did some impressions
please,
now, wouldn't it?
Please let him be good.
Wouldn't it be great if he did? I don't think he will. There won't be time.
Yeah, but. Go on then. Mother Riley calling bingo.
Mother Riley?
Oh, Mother Riley and her daughter, Kitty.
I mean, that's even beyond... I've heard the name, but I wouldn't... But also... I've obviously rehearsed that, and why not? But let him decide who he's going to do.
I know.
I don't mind you bringing sailors home, but I can't get the ship up the stairs.
Do Daniels. Let's see how that goes down. Do Daniels.
I bet he wouldn't like that. Not a lot.
Yeah, Captain Sexy, we started early. We got a few hours to make up. So we've been on for two. I've been on for 2 hours.
I've just rocked up now.
Catherine's rocked up. We've got pizza coming. The show doesn't start properly until 9. It's 8 o'clock now, isn't it?
Yeah, shall I get the lights out on that?
Well, are they going to go everywhere while we're doing the yoga? The yoga. We'll do it after. Yeah. Because it's going to be a little bit of Grumpy Old Gamers. Just play it. Shut your face.
Okay, you guys, come on. Quick. I'm the devil and...
Boss Cat.
The devil. What do you say, Tooch?
I'm with you, TC.
That was all right. Come on.
Thank you, it's Astro. Big fans of Nico. He's coming on the show at some point. Why are you always singled out? I'm sat on my own, pretty depressed, get on here for a laugh and feel bullied. Because you kind of say stuff that's quite annoying. Just stop saying stuff that's annoying.
You weren't singled out. You were put on timeout because someone was about to make a kind of... they were about to put something in the chat. I warned them not to, and then you tried to goad them into doing it.
That's all. So I think...
You're not singled out.
People are timed out and blocked for reasons.
Just read the room. That's
reasons.
My suggestion.
Just reasons, all right, guys? It's not a bad boss cut.
Can I do the walk as well while I'm here? Have we got
Step back a bit. Use the space here. We need cameras on.
Brucey,
go on. Brucey.
is Elijah Jenkins. Welcome once again to the Generation Game. Nice to see you,
I should have stopped at Top Cat, shouldn't I?
What's on the board? Miss Foot.
Yeah, one too many. Got
well
a bit,
hidden, Mark. Thank you.
You got a bit cocky there.
Thank you, thank you. That's a very dark day for British performance. We started 3 hours early.
Look at Paul Daniels' face. The body language says it all, doesn't it?
This was Saturday night. This was Saturday night entertainment. This is a big, big show.
How long does a session of bingo last?
A couple of hours usually.
No, I'm not surprised. That's just kidding.
David, I got time for that, lad. Only because he looks like you. He looks like, go and do one of your silly Twitter videos with you just drawing on a moustache and doing a Brucey impression, all right?
That's just a line, I'll guess, yeah. Who's going to play first?
I am.
All right.
Ladies. Well, it's ladies. Ladies round.
Unless they've got the prizes they're playing for on Every Second Counts.
Ooh.
A surfboard?
Or is it the holiday?
They wouldn't have a holiday first, would they?
His and hers surfing outfits.
Why? Do any of these people look like they're going to use them? Any of them? Surfing outfits! One of them lives in Wigan. One of them lives in flipping Billericay or wherever
it is.
But
that just means swimmers. A pair of swimmers.
But does the outfit involve the board? Surely that's the outfit.
So.
That's the ultimate.
No, I don't.
Otherwise, it's not a surfing outfit. It's just a swimsuit.
I think it's just the swimmers. What? Surfing outfit.
Also, that wasn't a surfing outfit. They need wetsuits. That top's going to come straight off.
Surfing outfit.
It's just the swimmers.
Well, they've tried to snazz it up, but what they've got is a couple of freebies from Speedo.
Collection of appliances to make your time in the kitchen more pleasurable. Or there's the latest video camera, complete with tripod.
Stolen from a funeral by the look of it.
Some people film funerals, don't they? Like they film weddings.
Mm.
If you have ever filmed a funeral, could you send it to us and we'll watch it? God. We would watch it on this stream and we would give it the respect it deserves. So if you've got Nana's funeral or something, please send it to us. The email's, it's not on the screen, but you, I think you know what it is. Why is it not on the screen? It should be. Hang on. Phone number, let's push that up. There we go.
There it is.
There it is, guys.
A flight down under to Sydney and sunbathing on the legendary Bondi Beach.
Just a flight, mind. Just a flight.
I think they'd have to, if I put that there, then wherever, they'd have to include the holiday.
Didn't say that, did they?
Very good. Now, let's see how this game works.
This is the final game of this series. Ah. I paid him to do that. And it's still the same.
No laughter. No laughter.
Same rules, 2 seconds of time for right answers. In the driving seat, Sandy, Julie and Marion.
And Roger's right, those prizes were tragic even on the original broadcast. The swimsuit and the kitchen stuff was crap. The video camera, I don't really remember where we were with video cameras in 1993. I don't remember if they'd become affordable.
I think all the dads had one, didn't they?
And the holiday to Australia? Yeah, pretty crap. Pretty crap.
Poised pertly. To get points, but you don't get points, you get seconds. So what are we going to do?
Every second counts, right? Okay, here we go.
Lloyd Webber. Andrew Lloyd Webber has written memorable songs, and all I want you to do is tell me which of the following he did write and which he didn't. Okay? Yes or no?
I'm too old to Twitch. Says we once gave away tickets to the Monaco Grand Prix on the radio. No flights or accommodation.
Just the tickets.
No. No.
I'm guessing the tickets were probably free.
Wow.
Starting with Sandy.
Oh, by the way, we've got to watch Denny's video.
Whose video?
Denny. Apparently he's done a video of him walking through talk radio.
No.
We want to be a TV. We're a TV player. And everyone, two people have told me about it and said, why does he have his shirt unbuttoned that much?
All right, okay.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yes, true. What do I have to say?
Yes.
No.
Yes, he did. Oh,
out,
in fact,
out.
I think you might have to say, yes, Paul.
Yes, Paul. They're out. First round.
Julie,
Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
No, no. Paul.
No.
No.
Marion. Oh, Nicholas, don't be so ridiculous.
No.
No.
What was that, sir? It was a good song, that, wasn't it? Oh, Nicholas, don't be so ridiculous. You can't have kisses in the daytime. Judy.
Listen to that laugh.
One person.
Which was put
Debbie.
On. Listen.
Nicholas, don't be so ridiculous. You can't have kisses in the daytime. Judy. Another suitcase in another hall.
Yes.
Yes.
It's from Evita.
Yes, he did. Marion, you can't keep a horse in a lighthouse.
No. No.
Yes.
Come on.
Just in case the pizza comes.
I can't believe you said that. Still, I suppose if you live with Graham, you probably do get confused from time to time. Julie, lips that touch kippers shall never touch mine.
No.
No.
I don't know how to love him.
Yes.
Yes.
Because
yes,
his lips touch kippers. No, no, sorry, right.
That's quite funny.
How does a liver pill know where your liver is?
No.
Unbelievably,
it's quite
that
obvious,
is a real
it?
Song, which I can't play for you now, but it really is. Don't do that to the pussycat.
Yes, yes. Paul.
Get out of here.
Sorry, sorry.
You thought it was in cats. You're in the lead with 10 seconds on the clock.
Sandy,
this is all about chess. Which of the following are terms used in chess and which are not?
Come on, Sandy. Now, we've watched the Queen's Gambit, so we are chessed up to the max.
Yeah, I've not quite finished it.
Nor have I. Got a bit bored, actually.
Checkmate if they are. No mate if they're not.
No mate.
No mate.
No mate.
Oh, mate.
Chess expressions. Stalemate.
Yes, mate.
Checkmate.
Checkmate.
Yes.
Terrific.
Means you can't move or your king is in check. Julie, by hook or by rook?
No, mate.
No, mate.
No, mate.
She's used to saying that.
Standard
no, mate.
Mating position.
No, mate.
Checkmate.
Yes,
oh!
It's a technique which isolates the king, apparently. Sandy, minimum mating material.
No, mate.
No, mate.
Checkmate.
What
Those
is going
mucky
on?
Mucky devils.
What is going on?
Apparently, that's the quickest way to isolate the king. Defrocking the bishop.
Yes.
No, mate.
Yes, checkmate.
Oh. No, I don't think that you would defrock the bishop on a chessboard. I mean... Now, Marion, strangers...
What was great about these shows is they could go the whole show, right, building up their seconds, building up their points, and they win a couple of... You've won a voucher for a spa. But then when they... Very rarely would they win the star prize. It was all building up, to the star prize. Oh, you didn't do it. Never
oh, what a shame. Oh, shame.
It was odd. I'm calling it now. The people will not win the star prize. I'm calling it now.
Uncanny.
On the night.
No, mate.
No, mate. Flushing out the king.
Checkmate.
Checkmate. Yes.
That Wrong sounds like a euphemism, doesn't it?
Unbelievable.
Defense. Forking king.
Oh,
come on.
Come
Is this
on.
True or blue?
Come on. No, mate.
Say it to him.
Fucking king.
Checkmate.
Dirty devils.
Wow. You've won a tease, mate, says Neil.
Now I know why all those geeks want to stay in at lunchtime.
Yes, attacking two pieces. Workmate.
No, mate.
No, mate. Warner Bruce, thank you for the sub. And well hidden mark. I think I said thank you, but thank you.
This is with Julie on 12 seconds of time.
Sandy, balls this up.
Okie dokie, Sandy and Gary, would you like films, food and drink or sport in this bonus round that could give you 10 seconds of time if you are very, 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 very quick?
Sport, please.
Sport has been chosen, I think, by the gentleman in the rear seat. Which team sport, okay, so we're looking for a sport.
Yeah, sport.
Which team
football.
Sport fields a player called a quarterback?
American football.
American football.
Right, for 8 seconds added to...
Gary's furious with himself. This was his chance to get the comeback.
He knew it.
And he ballsed it, look.
Rugby. American football.
Right, for Gutted. 8 seconds added to your...
This is every second
mixing
counts.
Mixing up time, guys. Mixing up time. Julie and Tony, would you like number one or number two?
Number one.
Number one. As you know, no advantage is given when you're on level scores.
Can't even say it. Here we go.
Breaking these in for somebody else.
Who directed Gans?
Richard Attenborough.
Very good.
Well, 8 seconds. Oh, my hero.
Food and drink comes out of the wind from anywhere you can get this. So, what nationality is the rice dish called risotto?
Italian.
Italian. Yeah.
Yes, mate.
They know.
Smith, thank you for the sub. 6 months.
Back at this time, that was my mum and dad's restaurant type of choice. It was always the Italian.
Yeah, but that wasn't,
you knew it was a posh night.
But there wasn't in the 80s, and this is the 90s. The 80s, there was nowhere to go. No. We didn't have restaurants.
No.
You'd have a chippy.
Beef eater.
And a French restaurant, occasionally.
French is super posh.
Yeah. But that was it. You didn't have anything else.
No.
Now you eat out all the time.
Now we're 22 seconds on the clock.
Bye, Sandy.
So, what have we got? Marion on 22, Julie on 20, and Sandy on 10. Okay,
Joe,
so
Joe, that's the timeout, Joe. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Straight in, straight out. Well done. Good work.
Sandy, this is all about...
Yasmin, not Jasmine, you didn't have restaurants in the 80s. No, no.
Not the selection you have now.
Not really. Very, very few. Very, very few. And going out for a
meal...
It
was a big deal. You'd dress up?
Yeah, it was like maybe once every 2 months.
Yeah.
Mum and dad would go out for a meal once every couple of months. That was it.
I remember the turning point where people started wearing jeans at restaurants and my parents were not happy about it at all.
Yep.
Real names. It's a list of famous people and all you have to do is tell me if the first name by which we know them is their real first name or not. Yes or no?
Okay, I can do this.
In other words, like Madonna's real name... was Maria. True or false?
False.
No.
True.
No, it's false. Her real name is...
Bye, Sandy. Awesome. Wait, so back then you had to cook food at home? Yes. Yeah. Did you have takeaways? No.
A chippy.
That was it.
And the food we cooked at home, if it was a quick one, was usually frozen, wasn't it?
Tinned ravioli. That's what it was, tinned ravioli.
Food has come on in the last, I would say, 20 years in leaps and bounds in this country. When I first started going on the French exchange, the kids used to come over from France terrified about what they were going to get served up. And probably rightly so. It was still the era of like Finder's crispy pancakes being considered actual food.
Hello.
And actually, we all know it's just folded over plastic with a little bit of mince scraped down the middle.
If you turn right under...
Speaking
bridge,
of delicious gourmet food, we're about to receive pizzas. But yeah, the 80s, we were a dark, dark time for food. It wasn't unusual on a posh... Right, if you're having a posh dinner party, my parents have a posh dinner party, they would have a prawn cocktail in a wine glass to start. In the wine glass, I don't know why. And then there'd be something exotic like spaghetti bolognese. And then for afters, if they were trying to impress, they might get a Viennetta or one of those Sara Lee Black Forest gattos. But the middle was always frozen because those things never defrosted. I think they probably took about a week to defrost. But there were dark times. We didn't have all these celebrity chefs telling us to go and buy star anise back then. We didn't have the selection of stuff. Just saying about a posh dinner party would be... you might have garlic mushrooms, but garlic was dodgy because people weren't sure about it. Yeah. It would be prawn cocktail. It would be something like spaghetti bolognese, if you're impressing, and maybe a Viennetta.
My mum, she would do spaghetti bolognese for us as a treat. She says it's really hard. It's really hard to cook. Then when I became an adult, I realised she'd been lying to me. My mother had been lying to me. So I got some chicken pot pops.
Oh, I mean.
I got some the chips, but you don't like them.
I don't mind them.
They're mine.
Okay.
Because some kid phoned up, you've got Hawaiian.
Nice. I don't mind that. I'm not mad about that.
We are doing a yoga session in an hour.
So I've got to get my fruit tea. I think, actually, there's a science that says that pineapple, I think, is one of those things that virtually eats itself.
I should have got a large. Harvester. Bernie Inn says, Dave, Harvester. Have you ever been to Harvester before? Harvester was
a salad bar. You knew you were somewhere posh.
Yeah.
Mate. But you couldn't buy the stuff to cook well, I don't think, back then. Can you imagine? Gordon Ramsay telling people to get star anise in the 80s. Get a bit of licorice and stick it in. Oh, mate, look at that.
If anybody is eating and wants to Skype us, you're welcome.
Come and have tea with us.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, David Turner's, you're obviously not as hardcore as we are.
David Turner's, you're a pussy.
Mm, turns out.
But also, it depends on the local... I bet your local Domino's is got rats in. Because it depends on the... Because the one in Windsor's really nice.
Mm.
They're
all franchises, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah. So some are nice and some are rubbish.
Mm. Oh, man.
I got the veggie supreme. Kath got Hawaiian, chosen by a child.
The fruity. Oh, mate.
Oh, mate.
Mm. Oh, mate. Oh, yeah. And John B., ultimate treat if you're going abroad somewhere was getting a little chef on the way to the airport. Or a happy eater.
When you were a kid,
mm.
Never went abroad in my family.
Didn't you?
Once, when I was 11.
Where did you go? 1984,
we went to Spain. Don't really remember much about it. I know we went with a guy called Lionel.
Did you get stuffed crust?
Yeah.
You dirty bugger.
Filth, innit? But we never, that was it, never went abroad with my family apart from that.
We used to go to Italy a lot, but it wasn't expensive then.
I told you when I was about 8, I went to France and my nan and grandad got the hovercraft and then said, we have to, and then said, okay, can you tell the ticket guy what your name is? And I said, Ian Rugby, he said, we need your full name. I went, Ian Gaylord Rugby, because I've been told by my parents my middle name was Gaylord.
Flipping heck.
In a caravan in Swanage. I told him my middle name was Gaylord. I never, and it isn't.
You never questioned it?
That I was really upset. I was mortified. I burst into tears when they told me. But they never undid the prank. So I'm then going to France, like the next year or
thinking
something.
Thinking it's years true? Later,
thinking my name's Gaylord.
God, I mean, my dad told my sister that Hitler's first name was Billy, but that was different. And that came out in a history lesson.
Yeah.
Billy Hitler.
Billy Hitler. Mmm. Mm. Oh, Jesus. I didn't
the
get
thing about the little chef was...
Little thief.
Yeah, little thief. Crap lollies. If you ate all your dinner, you got a crap lolly. Like barley sugar or something.
By the way, I didn't get any Coke.
Good.
So we're on a... Because I'm on a little...
We're on a health kick.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.